Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
We want your help on this one. It's an appeal for information. It's been launched after an All-Ireland hurling medal from 1948 was stolen from a home last week. The theft is believed to have occurred last Friday following a burglary at a house in County Wexford. The winner's medal is for Waterford. Siúin O'Mahony was the custodian of the medal, and she joins me now on the line. Falls Rúil to Siúin, Chuig an Glór. This must be extremely upsetting for you and your family.
It is, Cormac. It is. As you said, I was the custodian of the medal for the family of the late Dathi de Poir, also known as Davy Power.
And he was your dad, is that right?
Yeah, he was my dad.
Okay, and it was a famous 1948 Waterford All-Ireland hurling... Their first All-Ireland Waterford, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was their first All-Ireland, and we're a very proud family to be in the possession of this medal.
I can imagine. What does it mean to you, the medal?
It means an awful lot. My father was a huge GAA man, and, you know, he lived and breathed everything to do with GAA as a player first, and then as an official with his club, which was Portlaw, County Waterford. And then he did a lot with the county board. He was county treasurer in the 70s and 80s until he died in 86.
He was a true GAA man then. Yeah.
This was our link to his GAA heritage, which he was extremely proud of. And he passed on the love of the GAA to his five children, Anya, Siúin, Blanad, Dathi and Rory.
And Siúin, I was going to ask you how it was stolen, because I believe you used to wear the medal as well around your neck, is that right?
Yeah, I'd wear the medal. My mum used to wear the medal when Daddy was alive, when they were going to GAA functions and that. And he would be very particular that she minded that medal while she was wearing it.
Yeah,
because it was so precious. And then I wore the medal after he died, when I'd be going to GAA matches, whether they be club, county, whether that's in Waterford or in Wexford where I live with my own children. And I wore it so that he was part of our GAA journey, because it was so special to him.
And what happened, Siúin?
We had a break-in in the house on Friday afternoon between 4 and 6.30. There was jewellery taken, and it seemed to be just gold jewellery. I didn't have a lot of jewellery. Not that I'd have a lot of jewellery here at all. And unfortunately, the medal was taken.
And this medal is of more value to you, I can imagine, than any gold in the world. What do you want people to do? Can you address... Let's say, for example, these people who took this medal and all the jewellery you have, what is your message to them?
My message to them is, this is not a piece of jewellery. This is somebody's heritage. And it's extremely important to this family that the medal is returned. And I'm asking anybody who knows anything about it, would they please return the medal to the family? They can do that through any guard station in the country, or they can do it through their local GAA clubs. The GAA family out there are trying to help us find this medal. It's of huge importance to the De Poir and Power family, and it's also important to anybody who has an interest in the GAA that it's returned to its rightful owner.
This is a famous GAA Waterford medal from 1948. Please give the medal back, as your plea to whoever took this medal. And there are ways and means of doing this anonymously as well. And I know you've mentioned that could be done in that way. Look, let's hope there's a positive result here, Siúin. We're rooting for you and your family. The Siúin O'Mahony, custodian of that 1948 Waterford medal that was stolen last Friday. We'll keep in touch, Siúin, and let's hope we get the medal back.